Today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the 16th and final perek of Maseches Yevamos. We are up to Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam and they didn't have any children. But who knows? Maybe he had a child while he was with Medina Sayyam. So Yisha Shalach Ba'al Vitzras to Medina Sayyam. If a woman's husband went together with one of his other wives to Medina Sayyam, and obviously the husband had a brother, otherwise there's no Shaila, Ubov Amr Lameis Balich. And then they come back and they tell her, by the way, your husband died. She's not allowed to get remarried because she may need to do yibum because the husband didn't have any children that we're aware of. But she also can't do yibum with the husband's brother because who knows, maybe the tzara that he went with to Medina Siam is pregnant, and if she's pregnant then they don't need yibum, and then there's going to be she's not allowed to be with the husband's brother. So the Mishnah now talks about a woman whose husband died without any children and also without any brothers, and therefore she assumes she's potter from Yibum, but it's possible that a Yavam was born, that a brother was born. If she had a mother-in-law who was at Medina Siam, she doesn't have to be worried. Maybe the mother-in-law had a baby and therefore she needs Yibum. Because even if the mother-in-law did have a baby, who knows? Maybe that baby was a girl and not a boy, and therefore the husband still doesn't have a brother. So since there's a suffix that maybe the mother-in-law didn't have a baby, and even if it did have a baby, maybe it was a girl, so it's Svek Sveka, and therefore she's allowed to get remarried. Yatsa Malaya Choshesh, but if the mother-in-law was pregnant when she left, so then there's already cause for concern that the mother-in-law maybe had a baby boy, and therefore she's not allowed to remarry until she verifies exactly what happened with the mother-in-law's baby. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Eino Choshesh. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, even in that case, you don't have to be worried that the mother-in-law had a son, and she's allowed to get married right away, because even though the mother-in-law was pregnant, it could be that she miscarried, and even if she didn't miscarry, it could be that it was a girl, so it's still a Svek Sveka, and therefore that Svek Sveka is enough reason to be allowed to get remarried. So now we move on to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis refers back to something we learned in Perek Tesvav, that a woman is not allowed to get remarried based on a sister-in-law's testimony, meaning if her husband's brother's wife says that your husband died, she's not allowed to get remarried, because we assume that the sister-in-law is one of the relationships that are somewhat contentious. And for the same reason, she can't become free of a zikas yavam based on testimony of her sister-in-law. So says the Mishnah, shtei yavamos, two sisters-in-law, meaning the wives of two brothers, come from Medina Siam. Zo omeres meis baili. One of them says, my husband died without any children. Vizo omeres meis baili. And the other one says, my husband died without any children. Zo asur mnei baili shel zo. So one of them is asur to remarry because they might still require a yibum from the other one's husband, and the other one's also not allowed to remarry because she might need yibum with the other one's husband. Meaning, even though each woman is believed that her own husband died klape herself, we believe her that she is no longer married to her husband. She's not able to get remarried until we're able to prove that her yavam is also dead. Because if she has a yavam that's alive, she needs to do yibum. And the only evidence that her yavam is dead is the testimony of her sister-in-law in both directions, and you can't trust the testimony of the sister-in-law. But if there are independent witnesses that say that these men died, then the women are allowed to get remarried. So lazo edim, lazo ein edim. What if there are witnesses that one of the husbands died and there are no witnesses that the other husband died? As sheyesh la edim asura, the one who has witnesses is asur to remarry, because even though there are witnesses that her own husband died, there are no witnesses that her yavam is dead, and therefore she may still need yibum. But the woman who there are no witnesses that her husband died, Muteres, is allowed to get remarried because there are witnesses that her Yavam is dead, and she's believed that her own husband is dead, Klape herself. Now the Mishnah goes to a case where there are no witnesses that either man died, but Lazo Banim, Lazo Ein Banim, if one of them has children and the other one does not. So as Sheyesh LaBanim Muteres, the one who has children obviously can get remarried because she's not in a Yibum situation, she has children. But the one that does not have children is not allowed to get remarried because she does need to do Yibum, and she has to be choshesh that maybe her Yavam is alive. Now, what if neither of them had witnesses nor had children? children, but the two husbands had another two brothers who were not b'medina siyam. Nisyamu, if both women had yibum with the other brothers of their husbands, umesu ha'yavamin, and their yavams, who are now their husbands, died, asurus li'nasei. They're not allowed to remarry, because you go back to having the original problem that they always had, that each woman has to suspect that their sister-in-law is lying about the death of her own husband, and therefore the lying about the death of my yavam. Rabbi Elazar Omer Hol v'hitir liyavmin hutzru l'kaladim. No, since they were mutter to marry, and they actually did marry their yavams, so that shows that that's the greatest raya, that the original husbands are presumed dead, and therefore now they're allowed to remarry whoever they want. Meaning once they already did yibum with the other brothers that were not in Medina Siam, even once those other brothers die, we assume that that both initial husbands are dead, and therefore they're mutter to marry whoever they want. So let's review Mishnah Aleph. We learned that if a woman's husband went with one of his other wives to Medina Siyam, and they told her, your husband died, she's not allowed to get remarried, because as far as she knows, she needs yibum, and she's also not allowed to do yibum because, as far as she knows, who knows? Maybe the tzara had a baby, unless she finds out exactly what happened with the tzara. If she had a mother-in-law that was b'medina siyam, she doesn't have to worry that maybe the mother-in-law had a baby. If the mother-in-law had left pregnant, so then it's a machlokas whether she has to be choshesh that the mother-in-law had a baby and therefore she now has a yavam. Do we assume that, well, if she left pregnant, then that's a very reasonable chashash? Or do you say, no, it's still, Rabbi Shua says it's still a svek sveka, because maybe it was a nefel, and even if it was a bar kayama, maybe it was a girl. Then Mishnah Beis, we said, if two yavamos each claim that their own husband died, so neither of them is allowed to get remarried, because neither of them is allowed to trust the other one, so they each have to assume that their yavam is alive. If one of these women had Edim that her husband died and the other one does not have Edim, so the one that has Edim that her own husband died is not allowed to get remarried because she has no evidence that her Yavam is dead. The one that does not have Edim that her own husband died is allowed to get remarried because there are Edim that her Yavam is dead and she's believed that her own husband is dead. If one of them has children and the other one doesn't have children, so obviously the one that has children is allowed to get remarried because she's not in a Yibum situation, and the one that doesn't have children is not allowed to get remarried because she is in a Yibum situation. She's not allowed to trust her sister-in-law that the Yavam is dead. If they both did Yibum with two other brothers that were not b'medina siyam, and then those Yavams died, so then we have Machlokas. Tanakama says you're back to square one, and they're not allowed to get remarried. Each one has to be Choshesh that their Yavam is still alive because they cannot trust their sister-in-law. And Rav Lazar says, no, once they already did Yibum, so obviously we're assuming that their husbands were really actually dead. Okay, Bez Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Gimel.